2:03 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Tim Kinsler, Captain Tim Kinsler. Lucky's his call sign. He is the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola. Lucky, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. It's great to be here, as always.
Great to have you. First question, just generally, how is the base doing? How well did you weather and recover from the storm?
But before I say that, I just want to say public thank you to you. On Wednesday morning, after being up all night and trying to keep our house safe from being inundated with water, the first thing that we put on was Andrew McKay on the radio. And when those winds were howling, you were a very soothing, calming voice, not just to us, but I'm sure to thousands of people around the city. So thank you for doing what you do and being a great source of just a calming influence that you were. So
wow,
thank you for that,
that's
Andrew.
Very kind of you, sir. Thank you for that.
But as far as the base, we're getting there. We're slowly digging ourselves out. You've been here. You've seen all the beautiful trees everywhere. There's thousands of trees down, blocking roads, power lines down. Luckily, not too many trees went into buildings, but the vast majority of the damage that we have is water intrusion. As you know, you have rain being pelted against your buildings for 24, 48 hours. There's going to be a lot of water intrusion. So that's, I think, where the vast majority of our damage is going to come from.
And we saw, some of the pictures of the hangars, but that looked to me like it was that I don't know if it's canvas or what exactly the material is. It seemed like the structures were okay, but maybe some of the sort of cosmetic almost damage to those kinds of things. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, if you were to drive around the base now, you would see damage, but a lot of it would look like it was cosmetic. There were some family houses that had catastrophic damage, roofs partially torn off. One of the front porch was literally lifted over the house and back over to the backside of the house. Some of our port ops buildings had some, the entire roof, about half the roof, I'd say, taken off. But a lot of it does look cosmetic, but once you start peeling away and digging into it, you see that is a little bit worse than we thought.
Okay.
The stuff out in the airfield that you saw, they're called their apes. I can't remember what that stands for, but about, I'd say, maybe 40% of them will probably have to be replaced because it looked like a giant just came and put his foot down on them.
Okay.
And squashed them.
But as far as airplanes go, obviously the Blue Angels were here, the T-45s, all of the training. You know, as far as the mission of the various elements that are on board the base, everything from that perspective is still a go.
Yeah, you bet. That's a great point, Andrew. So I'd just like to talk very quickly about the resilience of the folks here on base, because we got up back to what we call full mission capability. That means our fire and emergency services, the airfield, our capability to train, our security services, they were up and running pretty quick afterwards. Folks came in from their homes, even though their homes were damaged, to be able to get this base back up and running again. So the mission capability of the base is up and running, but it's going to take us a while to get back to normal. So, yes, you're right. Those core missions are up and running.
And, in fact, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, given the resiliency of the base, I guess I was a little surprised that we're still only at essential personnel and residents for access. Can you maybe talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you bet. So there's no traffic lights on the base. There's still power lines down that we're working on getting up. The CBs arrived. You may have seen photos on our Facebook page. The CBs arrived Saturday. So now we've got heavy equipment rolling around the base. My first priority is absolutely, without question, the safety of personnel. And I just cannot support having the base open to all personnel until we are ensured that the roadways are safe and that we can handle that amount of traffic. Because, as you know, there's about 26,000 people that work on the base, and our roads just cannot handle that amount of traffic just yet. But we're working really hard, I promise you. It is of the highest priority for us to get back to allow people to come on board. I know there's people that have got lots of boats in the marinas that want to go check on them.
Yeah.
But I don't mean to be callous, but the boats are not our concern. Our concern is the safety of our personnel and getting the base back to normal operating procedures. I want to get those folks in to check their personal property as soon as we can, and we're working on it.
Well, and as you know, I'm sure somebody, like in the back of their mind, when you say it out loud, it's absurd, but in their back of their mind, like, why is that guy trying to keep me off the base? Well, he wants to get you on the base safely within the priority system that puts the military mission first, which is always the way this has got to go. One of the things I wanted to ask, you were talking to Tim Kinsler. He is the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, captain. The back gate, I guess, is open now, but still just essential personnel, as we mentioned a moment ago. Is that right?
That's right. Getting that back gate open was really one of the first steps towards us moving to open the base up to all personnel.
Okay.
You may have seen we had a barge hit, one of the Sanskrit barges hit our main bridge, so that weakened part of the structure of it, so we had to reduce capacity going across that main bridge. So if you go across, that's why there's a big backup at the gate.
I was going to ask you about that. What is the prognosis for the bridge, and was it substantially damaged by that barge strike?
So we had structural engineers get out and have a look at it, and it looks like for now, you can see a crack on the side of it, but it looks like it was just that pedestrian walkway. So out of caution, we and that structural engineer's recommendation, we cut off the lanes on either the outer lanes of each side of the bridge, which then makes it harder for folks coming on board.
Okay.
Because there aren't as much lanes open.
Okay.
So the back gate was actually damaged pretty badly. But we managed to fix it up, and so now the back gate is open for folks to come on.
Okay.
To be here.
Okay, so essential personnel and residents only. Back gate is open after damage repaired. Front gate is at limited access because you're using the middle inside lanes on the bridge out of safety, and the pedestrian walkway is, I assume, closed temporarily. Okay, that all makes perfect sense. I know the museum had been scheduled to be open last Monday, only to military personnel, obviously, because it's within the base under your restrictions right now. I'm assuming they're not opening today, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's they're still working towards opening, but for all the reasons we just talked about, they're just going to delay their opening for a little bit longer. And they will put out on their social media sites and let us know when they're all ready to do it together to open up.
Last thing that I wanted to ask you about is the cutters. You know, it's kind of been an evolution over the course of your time here and even before you were on with CMART that, you know, we had one cutter for a long, long time, and now we're up to five. But the question is, you know, was the port facility at all damaged? I assume the cutters sailed out of harm's way before the storm hit, but you tell me, what's the Coast Guard mission look like right now?
We are full up and ready. There was some damage to our piers, but the damage was to an extent that we were able to repair it to get those cutters in. They did sortie right at the beginning of the storm, and they sortied into the bay, so just so as they weren't getting bashed up against the pier. And they saw some pretty significant waves and winds out there, but they're back in now. They're tied up alongside our ability to take an aircraft carrier. We're not going to be taking any aircraft carriers anytime soon. And we think that the channel, there may be some significant deposits that were shifted in the channel, so that's got to be surveyed again. And one of the things that we're working towards is surveying that channel, the turning basin there on the pier, and also the beach line. I'm really concerned that in a couple of weeks from now, when we really start getting back to normal and those beaches are open, I don't know what's in the water along there. And I don't want folks going into that water and getting caught up in who knows what's out there.
Yeah, no, and that's, as you say, the whole beach line to the south of the base and then over to the west where you guys have some control and then around the area, plus boaters. I mean, that makes sense. And, you know, making sure that everything is clear through the channel. I'm just picturing those cutters out there navigating the winds, navigating the surge, and looking out their rear window to make sure they don't get hit from behind by a barge, which I don't think they were expecting, but probably good practice for them. Is there anything? Go ahead.
If there's one thing I learned about the Coast Guard, they are experts at weathering out a storm. They are heavy weather mariners.
Yeah, no, they're fantastic. Les, just anything I didn't ask you that you want to make sure to communicate to people? I always know in this kind of circumstance that maybe the thing I just failed to bring up, but anything you want to mention to folks?
I'd say two things. First, my goodness, I am so thankful for that everybody was safe, that everybody was nobody got injured or hurt. I know everybody out in town is going through the same thing that we're going on base, and our prayers go out to all of those families out in town that are going through a hardship right now. The other thing I'll say is please have patience with us. Please, please, please have patience as we go through. We're digging out just like everybody else is. But I, as you know, anytime you go through a crisis, it's all about the people.
It's all about the people and making sure those people are safe and they have what they need. And that's what we're working towards, making sure that our people are good to go. So, but Andrew, thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak this morning.
Hey, always. Captain Tim Kinsler, he is the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola. Lucky, you are always welcome here for any reason whatsoever. Thanks for the time, and we really appreciate the work that you do and the mission that you're responsible for.
Thanks, Andrew. God bless.